Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering.
All right, Colt Keith draws a walk. We're so distracted by ice cream right now. Okay, I got to try the Door County cherry. Here you go.
That's amazing.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers 360 sponsored by Big Fish Contracting. Visit bigfishcontracting.com to see how they're renovating homes and redeeming an industry. Tasty evening in the booth, eh, Levo? Well done.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was so good. Anytime that you can have ice cream while broadcasting a game, my mouth turned into mush there for a little while. The brain freeze was fine, but man, was that good from the alley down the left field line last night.
And the game was delicious, too.
Great
segue. Sure was. Oh, look at you, Eric. Man, you're not the best in business for nothing. Great segue. Yeah, 5-0, great pitching. Just one hit allowed by the Brewers pitching staff. And you got a rubber match today with Jose Quintana on the mound. Great stuff at the ballpark last night.
Hey, before we close the book on the eating in the booth, I kind of have, and Eric knows this, I don't know if if we have someone who's peddling their wares from, as we do from time to time, and has a food thing, I don't like to eat on the air. And I got two things with that. One is, usually they're there to promote some sort of thing. I don't want to have a natural reaction if I actually don't like it.
You don't like it.
And I don't want to lie. Now, you were in a good spot there because you had ice cream in there. But the other thing is, like, I really want to enjoy it. So mine's always put to the side and save for later.
Oh, because you want to actually savor the moment.
Oh, I want to savor it.
Yeah, I totally get that. Totally get that. I think it was safe. If it was a huge hot dog or something like that, I'd have to look at it and maybe have a bite during the break. but I felt like I was really, really safe eating the ice cream.
Yeah, you're pretty good there.
Because it's going to turn into soup at some point. So, I mean, you kind of got to get after it pretty quick, right? That's kind of where I was thinking about it. Plus, it was fun, and the team was winning, and, you know, Rick brought it down for us, so you kind of had to eat it in front of him, which was great. He was enjoying it, too. It all just kind of worked out well. But you're right. It is tough to eat while broadcasting at the same time.
On the ball game, Brewers bounce back from a 9-1 thumping to win 5-0. Did Matt Arnold do it again? I mean, it's early yet, Levo, but did we find another guy on some team's trash heap that they were willing to send our way and we're going to make him better?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for Quinn Priester, I mean, the thing is that he's a former first-round pick, so he's got the stuff. He's got the makeup. Obviously, somebody saw something in him a few years ago when they drafted him at a Cary Grove High School 75 miles away from American Family Field. And all it takes is to be in the right position and get the right people and have the right messaging. And I think after two starts, he's really acquitted himself with this organization. And you know, for as many injuries as the Brewers have had, he's a guy that could really stick once all those guys start coming back. And I think that he's just another cog in what has been an amazing machine of the Brewers pitching group of turning something so great into something even better. So kudos to the front office yet again.
But there's got to be something they're doing or saying, or at least a trust factor in there, right? Where when a pitcher comes in, they say, okay, we're looking at this. We want you to keep doing that, but you might want to consider maybe holding it this way or this type of slot. Or
your delivery is finishing high.
Yeah,
on
they
this,
must
right,
be giving
yeah.
them just a little something, right? It's got to be more than just a confidence boost.
Yeah, it is. It really is. But the thing that the Brewers do so well is that they get to know the person first, right? It's not like, okay, we know exactly what you have because there's reports out there on everything. And they don't want the person to walk through the door and then go, oh, my gosh, we got to change this. We got to do this. We got to do that. Let's get to know the guy. What's going to make him comfortable? How is he going to learn? And how is he going to receive all of the information that we have for him? So let's get to know him for a couple of days. Let him throw a bullpen. Let him maybe start a game and see how he likes to operate. And then maybe we'll start tinkering. I think that that's really what the secret sauce is with Chris Hook, is that they really get to know these people first and how they're going to learn best. And then they start making subtle adjustments or making just the smallest of recommendations. And it ends up working out like gold most of the time.
Afternoon baseball today. You enjoy those afternooners, don't you?
I love it. You know, a lot of people complain because it's kind of tough on the front end, right? You're up early after a late night last night. But once it's over, you got the rest of the day. I love day baseball. I think it's a great time to come out to the ballpark and hang out and play hooky from work. Nothing like brunch in the Brewers. That's the best.
Free game 11:35 today if you need it.
Your kid playing spring ball again?
Oh, yeah. Yep. They have a an exhibition game on Thursday, as a matter of fact. Yeah, he's playing golf this summer, too. So he's got a golf match coming up this week and baseball this week. A busy summer in the Levering House.
That golf thing, that is, I feel like that's really exploded with the kids. The last, like, 5 to 10 years, more and more little guys and gals are swinging the sticks. And God, some of them are really good.
Oh, there's no doubt. I wish I had my son's swing. I don't have that yet, and I never will, and that's okay. That's okay. I'll ride his coattails. I'll caddy as long as they'll let me caddy for him.
Right, yeah.
As long as I can ride his coattails, sign me up, man. It's great. But I think it's good for kids. It's great discipline, great work ethic, and you got to deal with failure a lot, and it's a good thing to learn at a young age.
And lifetime sport, right? I know that, you know, I'm a racket sports guy as golf level. I took up golf late. Did you learn as a kid golf or no?
No, that was late for me. And I'm a left-handed baseball hitter, and I golf right-handed. So, I mean, that was a tough transition.
Well, but my point there being, you said you'll never have your son swing. You can't teach adults how to play a game with a bat or a racket or whatever, right? So it will no matter how hard you or I work, we will never have that swing, right?
No, never. That's something that you got to learn really early, and then you just refine it as the years go on. I mean, pickleball for you. I know you picked it up, but I hear you're a master. You're running through TMJ and earning a lot of money on these side bets.
Yeah, you surely heard correctly. The scouting report was entirely accurate. Brewers 360 today with Jeff Levering. Thanks, my friend.
You got it, guys. Take it easy. Bud.
And once again, 11:35 is your pregame, 12:10 first pitch at American Family Field.